Milhouse, the greatest hero Earth has ever known. Milhouse, standing setting up but never alone. Saving the planet with his human companion, Jeffrey Livingstone. I am the international rock star MJ Hibbert.
And I'm his friend Steve. And we're here this evening to introduce our keynote speaker, Sir Wilberforce P. Hartington, B.A. Hopkins.
Good evening. So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're here to tell you the secret story of the greatest hero that Earth has never known. I know. So, prepare yourselves for the secret story of Milhouse, the greatest hero Earth has never known. Milhouse, and he's setting up but never alone. Saving the planet with his human companion, Jeffrey Livingstone. On my way to work each morning, I've often stopped and wondered at the lack of dead people lying around.
Oh, so Wilberforce, you duffer, what are you going on about?
Well, you might be big to ask. Well, I'll respond to that with a simple story of a heroic act, unmatched in human history. And it went a little something like this.
Ye gods! My arch enemies, the Mars Men of Jupiter, have developed a plan to kill every single living being on Earth and its immediate environs.
No, no! Foolish Jeffrey Livingstone! Only life on dry land, otherwise we'd die too, wouldn't we? You colossal pillock!
Well, I did wonder, but how does that help you?
I'm in the bath. Prepare to die, dryly, Jeffrey Livingstone. Start the countdown.
Nay, nay.
Oh, that is disgusting.
Well done, Moonhorse. You scared him out of the bath.
He done a big moon poo in the bathwater.
Stop the countdown, Marsman of Jupiter. There's no time to run another bath now.
Bah! By moon poo defeated.
I tell you what then, Moonhorse. That bathwater smells rather nice. What have you been eating?
Ning-ning!
What's that? Cinnamon, frankincense and wild orange oil?
And that's how they invented lush bath bombs. All thanks to Milhouse, the greatest hero Earth has never known. Milhouse, standing sentinel but never alone. Saving the planet with his human companion, Jeffrey Livingstone. I wonder if you thought about how ghastly it would be if we were all made slaves of Satan.
Oh, so Wilberforce, you duffer, it could simply never happen.
Well, you might say, but you'd be mistaken. You see, we were nearly taken into his dread domain. But a pair of heroes were there to save the day. And it went a little something like this.
Ye gods, Satan himself has developed a diabolical, literally diabolical plan to destroy the Earth.
Yes, I grab yours. Yes, though, this is not some kind of pantomime.
Oh, yes, it is.
Yes, though banished from the Earth, I am free to tread the moon, where I can hurl my latest diabolical, literally diabolical, device to Earth. Thus, you're an echoing idiot. You can push and shove all you like, but my Mephistophelian, literally, Mephistophelian mixer, she has already landed on Earth. And in your own United Kingdom to boot.
You fiend.
Literally.
What have you done?
There's no harm in telling you now. My Mephistophelian mixer, she mixes together her current location with that of hell itself. The location. location on Earth, she morph into Hades and vice versa. But where, I wonder, can it have landed? What luckless postcode is now located in hell itself?
Nay, nay!
What? No! What have you done? Turn it off! Turn it off!
You fool, Lucifer! Moonhorse deliberately knocked your device off course to send it to the one place on Earth worse than even hell itself.
Birmingham U Street Station!
It's okay, Lucifer. We'll help you switch it off. But there'll always be a small part of your satanic realm that is forever in the Midlands.
And that's how they designed the Selfridges building. All thanks to Moonhorse, Moonhorse, the greatest hero Earth has ever known. Moonhorse, Moonhorse, standing sentinel but never alone. Saving the planet with his human companion, Jeffrey Livingstone. Saving the planet, Moonhorse and his companion, Jeffrey Livingstone. But how, you must be wondering, can it be that nobody has ever heard of them? Join us now for Episode 2. The Secret Origin of Jeffrey Livingstone and Moonhorse. Our story begins in the heady days of 1965 at the secret headquarters of the British Space Agency on the Isle of Wight. Where a young Jeffrey Livingstone is greeting a very, very, very important visitor.
Well, it's delightful to have you all here at the secret British space base on the Isle of Wight. And I'm very much delighted to welcome our special guest, the current Prime Minister, Mr. Harold Wilson.
Thank you very much, thank you very much. So tell me, young man, what is this gigantic cheap contraption that you're building here?
Well, sir, this is Project SABBGATM.
SABBGATM?
Shoot a bloody big gun at the moon, sir.
And this is the bloody big gun in question, is it, sir?
Very much so, sir, yes. We're going to put a man in a capsule, point it at the moon, fire it, and see what happens.
I see, and you've run tests on it, have you? Well,
not really, sir, no. This is the 1960s. We thought we'd just have a go and see what happens.
Fair enough. Let's have a go.
Let's have a go, what's the worst that can happen?
We're going to get someone shot off of the planet.
We could do tests, but to be honest, really be bothered. We've got an air pistol to shoot at the moon. We're gonna fire it this afternoon.
Will it work?
Well, yes, we think that it should. Seemed like a good idea in the pub.
Let's have a go!
Let's have a go, what's the worst that can happen?
You might miss and hit a different planet.
No, we reckon it should all be good. Pretty sure the spaceship won't blow up.
We need an astronaut. Who'll volunteer?
I'll have a go.
Well then, Jeffrey, I'll get you a beer. Do you mind being shot out of a gun?
Not at all. That's my idea of fun.
Let's have a go.
Let's have a go. Nothing else can happen.
I'm sure you're going to love it on a different planet.
Well, technically, it's a satellite.
Whatevers. I can't be standing around here all night. Let's go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Fire!
Shanklin, we have a problem. Faces make me come over all funny. Shanklin, it's like being on the waltz circle. I've got a strange sensation in my tummy.
Jeffrey, this is Shanklin. We've spoken to the medical department. Jeffrey,
they've informed us that
there should be some pear drops in the glove compartment.
Oh yes, that's much better. Next stop, the moon.
Touch wood. We had a go!
We had a go! By George's work!
We had a go!
First English to the planet Earth!
We had a go! Just one little thing I meant to ask them.
What's the plan for when you want to come back?
Oh, bugger.
Thank
Oh, never mind. I'm just going to go and pop off now and go and see a President Lyndon B. Johnson. I'm sure he'll be able to help us out.
Howdy there. I'm President Lyndon B. Johnson. Yeehaw!
I see. Is that a cowboy hat you're wearing there, Mr. President?
Indeed it is, sir. And as I am a native Texan, it is both justified and historically accurate.
Harry, I thought, well, Mr. President...
Call me Tex, Harry.
Tex. I will say I'm very much looking forward to working with you.
Me too, Harry. Me too. We're going to have a very special relationship. Hands across the water is how it always ought to be. For you and me, I'll be your buddy.
I'll be your chum.
We're gonna get a lot of foreign policy done.
We're gonna have a special relationship. Buff, buff, special relationship.
Now then, remember Macmillan and JFK?
Hey, those two cowpokes got along okay, but we'll go together like a pair of pets.
Why, Mr. President, would you care to dance?
Whatever else happens when it comes to tap,
we'll always be almost equally crap.
We're gonna have a very special relationship.
Our respect will be mutual.
Our ententes will be cordial.
Always within international law.
Hey, that's what the rule of law is for. We're gonna have a special relationship. Bop, bop, special relationship. Bop, bop, special relationship.
Yeehaw!
Well, that is marvellous news, Mr. President. Marvellous news. And it leads me to wonder if I might be able to ask you as a small favour.
Shoot, Harry.
You see, we got ourselves into a little bit of bother, you see. We've just sent a man to the moon, you see.
You've done what?
I know. Good, eh?
You galloping galoot! We're spending billions of dollars building a massive military-industrial complex to send a man to the moon. If they find out there's a goddamn limey up there, the whole thing's ruined.
Maybe we could just keep it a secret. I mean, until you can build a rocket ship to fetch him back, of course.
Fetch him back? Not on your Nelly, my friend. This is outrageous. How can we justify spending all that money?
I know. I mean, it's not like you can just pretend to go to the moon, is it?
What was that now?
Oh, I said you can't just pretend to go to the moon, can you?
No. No, we definitely could not do that. Right, I'm off back to the US of A now and fully intend to be at loggerheads with you for the entire rest of my presidency.
Oh dear, is that historically accurate as well?
You betcha. We're gonna have a very difficult relationship. Like Elvis and the Beatles, we're gonna meet infrequently. You and me. We'll go together like a sandwich and ants.
A nadir in the North Atlantic, how I am.
We're gonna have a difficult relationship.
Goodbye, sir.
A difficult relationship. But Ted, a difficult relationship.
That's President Lyndon B. Johnson to you, asswipe.
Oh, dear, dear me. And now, poor Geoffrey, doomed now to die, alone and unknown. Why, it's the futuristic sound of the Galactic. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Prime Minister. It's me, Geoffrey Livingstone. I've landed safe and sound on the moon.
Good Lord, that's marvellous news, marvellous!
Thank you. I'm sure everybody on Earth's very excited to hear about my amazing exploits.
Yes, very much so, poor lad. If he must die, let him die thinking he's a hero. Yes, we're all very proud. Well done. Very good. Well done.
Thank you.
Oh, the humanity.
That's marvellous, Mr. Prime Minister. I'll just... Hold on. What's this? It looks like some kind of tin man.
Greetings, flesh creature. I am the total intergalactic destruction droid of death. but you can call me Tiddy. Diddy, 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 will you be my friend?
Well, yes, I suppose so. At least until I can get back to Earth, anyway.
Wonderful, you see. It's been so lonely on the moon. But now that's changed, cause here is you. We'll be such friends.
We'll be such friends.
We'll have such fun together. We will watch sloppy 50s films and then have Scrabble tournaments. We'll be such friends.
We'll be such friends.
Just you and me forever. We will mount midnight raids upon the bridge and teach each other bridge. We'll be such friends.
We'll be such friends.
We'll pass no one never. We'll do each other's hair and maybe one day put on a play.
Put on a play? Just the two of us? That's ridiculous.
I think you might work. Think of all the jigsaws we will make. All the cocoa we will drink, all the homemade chocolate cake. You will never, ever, ever want to leave. Let's write it on the kitchen calendar for our anniversary. We'll be such friends.
We'll be such friends.
You and me forever.
It is, right?
You and me and wholesome homemade fun. Living on the moon, it will be great.
It all sounds great, and no means of escape.
No, no, the jolly jakes will never end because we'll be such friends. You're my best friend.
So, just me and you on the moon then, is it?
Yes, just you and me, Tiddy, Tiddy, Tiddy. Just you and me. And Moon Horse.
Moon Horse?
But oh yes, Moon Horse, quiet chap. Last survivor of the ancient race of star beings known as Moon Horses.
You mean they were a horse race?
Best bit of the show?
He sounds amazing. When can I meet him?
Well, maybe later. But first, how about a game of Boggle?
Maybe I could meet Moon Horse now?
Oh, very well. He's in the Moon Stables, just after the Moon Gymkhana. I'll go and put the kettle on for a cup of hot chocolate.
Thanks, Tiddy. Wow, a Moon Horse. He must be amazing. I can't wait to meet him.
Nay!
Hello there, you must be Moon Horse.
Nay, nay!
I'm Geoffrey Livingstone. I'm sure we're going to be great friends.
Nay, nay, nay!
What's that, Moon Horse?
Nay!
What's that? It's the interstellar alert. The Mars men of Jupiter are invading and there's only you and I can stop them. This sounds like a job for Geoffrey Livingston. Geoffrey Livingston and
Moon Horse. Moon Horse.
Protecting the Earth from invaders from outer space. With our Moon Horse beside me, defending the human race. If another dimension decides to attack, we could bet all our lives that we're gonna hit back. Fighting on behalf of the whole flipping human race. Geoffrey Livingston, Geoffrey Livingston, and
Moon Horse, Moon Horse.
With Moon Horse, my faithful steed, we're a two-man or six-legged fighting machine. Decides we're his lunch, we're gonna fight some kind of fate, but we can punch. If you're planning on attacking, you'll be answering to him and me. Geoffrey Livingston. Geoffrey Livingston and
Moon Horse! Moon Horse!
Come on, Moon Horse, let's go get him!
Geoffrey, it's Chocky O'Clock! I've got Pickles! Geoffrey! Geoffrey! Geoffrey!
Wow, Moon Horse, what an amazing adventure that was. Oh, hello there, Tiddy.
You were gone for a long time.
Yes, you see, we just had this amazing adventure.
Hot chocolate. With...
Oh, thank you. Ah, it's gone cold.
Yes. Yes, it has, rather.
What's that, Moon Horse? Put it in the microwave. That's a brilliant idea. I think you and I are going to be best friends and have hundreds and hundreds of amazing adventures.
And hundreds and hundreds of amazing adventures is exactly what they did have over the next 45 years. Geoffrey Livingstone and Moonhorse, with the ever-faithful Tiddy the Tidman, saving the Earth again and again from their base on the moon. Why, if they ever weren't on their base on the moon, if, just for instance, they were here, on Earth, instead, why then we would surely be doomed.
Excuse me?
Good Lord! Geoffrey Livingstone! What are you doing here?
It's Moonhorse. He's been kidnapped.
Moonhorse, the greatest hero Earth has never known. Moonhorse, standing setting up, but never alone. Saving the planet with his human companion, Geoffrey Livingstone.
That was episodes 1 and 2 of Moonhorse versus the Mars Men of Jupiter. It was performed by MJ Hibbett and Steve Hewitt at the Criterion in Leicester on the 10th and 11th of February 2012. Episode 3 will be available from March 26th at www.moonhorse.net. Moonhorse is proudly sponsored by...
Dinosaur Planet, oh, oh, oh.